atomiccast1@gmail.com. That's your virtual ticket to heaven. Or 832-819-DUMP. That's 832-819-3867. Leave us a message as soon as you can, and we'll all hash out a brand new plan on the AtomiCast. Yeah, yeah. It's like a superfood, but for your brain. And hop on to the next AtomiCast train.
This is President Barack Obama, and you're listening to AtomiCast with your hosts, Tim and Shay.
Massage. Nixon's here for a steam with the General Secretary.
What does Mr. Nixon want?
I want world peace. And to open you up like a china cabinet. Now show me your Great Wall.
Put that on your face.
Hey, what are you doing? Put that away! Stop it!
Timmy!
Mr. Shay, what's up?
Nothing much. What's up with you, homie? Yeah.
Oh, little of this, little of that.
Oh, yeah?
No, I don't know.
Little of that?
Just something. Just whatever, dude.
Hey, can I get some of that?
Shay.
Yeah, I got a boner.
Oh, my God.
I got a boner.
We're 18 seconds into the show. It's fucking off the rails already. What are you doing over there?
Jerking off.
Please stop.
It's the same thing I do every single time we record, I mean.
No jerking off while I'm in the same room as you, please. I'm begging you.
21 episodes in, and you're just now saying this.
This is our 22nd, right?
Yeah, 20. Yeah, 22.
Yeah.
21 behind us.
That's true.
Timmy.
Yeah. Well, I may or may not have fucked up the Rock and Comedy Radio broadcast. I don't really know of a way to check that. But if you're listening to us via Rock and Comedy Radio, please join us in the chat room where we are logged in. We're ready for your comments.
Yeah.
If you're not listening to us live, I don't blame you. Who would? Who'd bother, Shay?
Yeah, who
would bother with this shit?
Smart people and people that have boners as big as mine.
But if you're not listening live, how would one get in touch with the show? If IRC is not going to work for you, how would it work?
You can email the show at atomicast1@gmail.com.
Or you can call the voicemail 832-819-3867. That's 832-819.
Dump.
And as we figured out tonight, you can text that phone number too, and we'll get it.
Yeah, almost, you can text it.
Almost immediately-ish.
Yeah, we got that figured out. So you can either text us or join us in the chat room, email. We have so many fucking ways
to
get a hold of
them. We're one of those just pathetic boyfriends that makes themselves so accessible.
I know.
It's pathetic.
Everybody hates those guys.
We have nothing else going on.
We should make it so that people can't get a hold of us. Then people will want to.
Dude, that's elite, right? That's elite shit.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Never mind. You cannot get a hold of us in any way possible.
Okay. So I'm going to lean on you tonight, Shay. Because I got this thing in my throat. My voice sucks.
Drink
I got
more
a
beer.
Cold coming. I can't. I'm this that beer that's right there is that's gonna put me at my limit for the night.
Yeah, no.
Because I'm gonna be miserable tomorrow.
Yeah. So
in fact, at the musical break, I'm gonna dope up on some NyQuil. So the last half of the show might just be a total fucking mess.
Or it might be the best half hour we've ever done because you'll be
it
high.
It might be. So if anybody's listening, I'm sorry for the coughing and clearing of my throat. It's gonna be awful.
Yeah, so Tim's getting a bit of a cold here, so...
It's been coming. It's been coming. It's been attacking me slowly.
You can really hear that in your voice right
I know, because we went to the bar before this, and
we were fine.
I feel... No, I wasn't. I feel
your voice was.
It got more fucked up there, because I was shouting at you. Because it got loud in there.
Yeah, no, and those fucking children that were screaming at basketball.
Those fucking children.
What faggots.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah,
So anyway,
sorry about your throat there, Timmy.
You know what happens.
Yeah, it's winter, so I mean the Northeast right now is getting that massive, 30 inches of snow they just got.
But you know what? The cold hit me While I was on vacation, which is why I wasn't around last week. So sorry for our dedicated listeners.
Yeah, but I have a theory about this.
Yeah, hit me.
So last week, I had a cold.
Yeah,
where my throat was all fucked up because it went from, you know, we were here in Illinois. We had a temperature of about -30 wind chill some days, mm-hmm. and went up to like 35-40 degrees. It was, you know, a 60-70 temperature wind chill difference.
Right.
So you went from about 30 degrees here right. to 70 degrees.
75-ish or something. Yeah.
And that's like a, you know, 40 degree difference.
Right.
I feel like that fucks with you. That fucks with your body.
I have my doubts about your theory, Shay. I have my doubts. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I don't know.
No, but I have my doubts. So this happens to me when the temperature changes a lot.
Yeah.
You went to a different temperature, a different climate, and it changed a lot.
Yeah. But I was also stuck on a boat with a bunch of other potentially sick people from all around the country.
Yeah. You went... Oh, my God. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about that. Yeah. Actually, you know what?
Yeah.
What are we drinking?
I'm drinking Bud Light.
Yeah, we're drinking Bud Light. Why the fuck not? Yeah, this is kind of a boring night for us because Tim's sick and...
Yeah, I went to the bar. And once you start on Bud Light, you can't switch it.
I know.
I would like a glass of whiskey. I feel like that would even be better on my throat right now, but I'm...
There's a bottle of Basil Hayden's right there.
No way, dude. I'm like three Bud Lights in. I can't... No.
I mean, you could.
That's bad.
Dude, you're going to take NyQuil anyways.
Yeah, you know what? That's a point.
Yeah, here you go. Oh.
I'm not going to drink it from the bottle. What am I, some sort of savage Shay? I'm not going to drink some fucking Basil Hayden from the bottle. I'm not going to do it.
Why not?
It's too good to drink from the bottle. You gotta put it in a nice...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm not going to do it.
Don't be that guy.
Dude, that's good shit.
You're being... So what? It's going down your throat no matter what.
No, it's better. You got to air it out, dude. It's a gentleman's drink. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it. All right.
Here you
God
go.
Damn it, Shay.
It's airing out as we speak.
Now that you've taken the cap off. Now I have to.
You absolutely have to. You know, it's funny. One of my favorite shows ever is Deadwood, which was on HBO like 10 years ago, 12 years ago.
That was a good choice.
Yeah, no shit. I'm just going to let that air out a little bit more. Deadwood, which, you know, 12 years ago or so it started, 2003, I believe. And I heard him say recently, they're like, yeah, you know, we got Basil Hayden's under the floorboards. And this is supposed to take place back in, like, you know, 1875 or so, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Basil Hayden's been around for a long time.
Yeah, those old distilleries. I believe Elijah Craig is the oldest in America.
Isn't that Scottish?
No.
Oh, it's not.
That's bourbon. Elijah Craig. Bourbon County.
Bourbon County.
Yes, sir.
I still have. Remember when you helped me move from Virginia to Illinois? We bought that bottle of Elijah Craig 12.
Yeah,
I still have like basically the entire thing.
Yeah, that wasn't your favorite. It's a little rough.
It's a little rye-y.
Yeah, I like it.
Anyway, so we were not on the air last week.
Holy shit, Crazy Jay is drinking hemp beer. He chimed in on the IRC channel there.
Does it have marijuana in it?
That sounds like it would, right? Best of both worlds.
Well, if he's in, what was that, in Nevada?
What, hemp?
Well, pot's not legal there, but...
Oh, you're talking about Vegas?
Yeah.
Dude, everything's legal in Vegas.
Dude. Tim?
Yeah.
Next week, we're going to Vegas.
I've been there. Been there, done that.
I don't care. I want some marijuana.
No, we need to go back. Me and my wife got married in Vegas, for those of you who don't know that. And we promised that we'd go back every 5 years. And we just passed our 5 year and didn't go back and have no plans to do so.
You had a fucking kid.
I know. That kid ruins everything, dude.
Yeah, ruins everything about your life.
Anyway, so we were out last week because I was on a cruise ship. I was on a boat. Big boat in the middle of the Caribbean.
The Caribbean.
Or Caribbean.
Caribbean.
Yeah, but it's Pirates of the Caribbean, you know?
I always say Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean? No, that's wrong.
Yeah,
that's
I guess.
Wrong. Pirates of the Caribbean.
When you're saying it in the movie aspect.
Yeah.
Yeah, weird. But I mean, when I say like the Caribbean, I say the Caribbean.
Yeah, me too. Me too. But why it's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Why is it different?
I don't know, man.
Fucking those Disney.
I don't know if that's Disney's fault.
It is Disney's fault. You were on a Disney cruise and you're in the Caribbean.
We were in the Caribbean.
On a Disney cruise.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fun though. It was actually pretty fun. The cruise was pretty fun.
You're such an a
for
dad.
What it was. Yeah, I know. I was definitely one of the coolest dads on the boat. No doubt about it.
What makes you say that?
Well, okay. So
what's your basis for these accusations? these lies?
Well, first of all, I'm just an awesome dude. Yeah. That's number one. No, I had some good times on the boat. But so let's get a little real, Shay. Can we get real? Let's get real.
Dude.
I'm a fan.
I love it. Yeah, I love your dick.
Let's do it. That's too real.
Oh.
Maybe we'll get a little more fake than that.
Okay.
So I'm a fat guy.
Okay.
That's part of who I am.
Okay.
I'm also pale. I'm a little embarrassed to take my shirt off in public.
Did you take your shirt off on the boat?
Fuck yes, dude, I did. Yeah, fuck yeah.
How'd you feel about doing that? Because I know that you and I talked about this. I don't know if it was on the air or not.
Yeah.
But you were unsure about whether or not you were going to do it. But then you saw pictures from the Disney Cruise and you were like, fuck it, I'm just going to do it no matter what.
I don't even like that it was part that I kind of challenged myself in my brain about it.
Yeah.
I used to be skinnier and in shape and taking my shirt off wasn't a big deal. As I've gotten fatter, you just get embarrassed about it. It's just like, you know, you can't be proud of yourself and it's just bad. But yeah, I saw pictures and I'm envious of these guys that are just like these fat fucking dudes and they're just taking their shirts off and they don't give a shit.
Right.
And so I thought I should just take my shirt off and just not give a shit. And Shay, I did it and I've never felt better about not giving a fuck. It felt great.
Yeah.
So, and you know what I found out? This applies in two ways. So as I'm sitting around the pool, and I'm in the kiddie pool, like I'm sitting on the ground in the kiddie pool playing with my kid. And I look around and there's other dads. There's other fat fucking dads like me that are just bearing it all.
Yep.
And then there's the shitty dads, not shitty dads, more insecure dads, I guess,
mm-hmm.
that aren't taking their shirts off. And they're just like, they're just wading around in the pool, like up to their ankles.
Right.
And they're not having as good of a time with their kid and they're not as engaged.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, you don't remember the other fat fucking dads.
Yeah.
You remember the stupid dads that kept their shirt on and are weird about it.
Right. Go ahead.
I'm about done. Same thing with like the dancing. There's like some shitty dance parties and stuff on the boat.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. Like you know, I got out there and I jammed with my kid and it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember the dads that are just sitting on the sidelines feeling weird and insecure.
Right.
You just get out there and have a good time, dude. Nobody gives a shit. They only give a shit if you're being weird about it.
So a question for you. Weird question.
Yeah.
How many hot moms were there?
Dude, lots.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it was pretty great.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Were there any single moms there?
I really doubt it. I mean, I didn't take a poll or anything like that.
I mean, of course you wouldn't because you were with your wife.
But yeah.
I mean, dude, imagine like, that'd be a weird place to hook up with a girl though.
A Disney cruise?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
It'd be kind of funny though.
Yeah, it would. But overall, it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had one night where I got a little out of control. That was a whoopsie.
So I wasn't expecting to hear from you at all. And then one day you just started texting our friend John and I.
Yeah.
And I wake up the next morning because I went to bed super early because I had a cold last week. So I was taking NyQuil. And I woke up and there was like 10 messages from you. Just like the progressive state of you being sober to drunk.
Yeah.
It was like, oh shit. I'm falling over.
Dude, it happened so quick.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm blaming it partially on the seasickness aspect of it or something. Christ.
And then he puked.
It's ridiculous.
And then he puked. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was bad.
Yeah.
So I took the kid for the majority of the day, and he'll went off and did whatever the fuck it is that women do on cruises. I imagine a massage or something. I don't know.
Oh. Oh, okay.
I assume that's what she was doing.
Sure.
I really don't know.
Sure, sure.
I had the kid, and we went swimming and shit. We had a good time.
Sure, sure.
But after dinner, I was just like, all right, here's the kid. I'm leaving. Goodbye. And okay. I went to the bar. There's like an adults only bar.
Uh-huh.
So I went there and there was a whiskey tasting that night. But I had a couple hours to kill. So I had a couple drinks and then I had the whiskey tasting. And I really felt like I had it together. I really didn't feel like I was that drunk.
Yeah, sure.
Until I started like stumbling to my room. And then it hit me all of a sudden. I'm just like, oh, fuck. I made a big mistake. Like, this was bad. I shouldn't have done that.
Right.
And laid down. Felt okay when I was laying down. And... Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know. It could have been 30 seconds later. It could have been 2 hours later. I don't know when it happened. I just know all of a sudden I'm sitting up in bed and puking.
At least you're sitting up.
All Christ. Over the floor. Dude, it just happened. Like, it just happened. All of a sudden I don't remember sitting
too,
up.
Right?
Yeah, it was real gross. Ugh. Real gross. I think, depending on how you look at it, I thankfully hit a bunch of my dirty clothes that I had taken
That's
off.
That's why you did laundry when you got home.
That's part of the reason, We tied them up in like these gross plastic bags, which was gross.
Yeah.
So not much of it got on the carpet, but a little bit did.
Yeah.
So I'm like taking a shower in the middle of the night and shit and like,
right,
brushing my teeth. It was just a mess. It was fucking awful. And the next day I was like hungover and sleeping until like 5 p.m. and stuff. Yeah, it was. I ruined one full day on the cruise with that with those shenanigans. I don't know what I was thinking.
I went on a cruise a little over no about 2 years ago, not even 2 years ago yet. And one night I got way more drunk than I intended. And, you know, you got the buffet that goes until like 2 a.m. or whatever. It goes super late. And so it was, I don't know, probably 11 o'clock at night. And we're walking back up and I'm like, oh shit, I want to get some fucking ice cream. And so we go back up there and there's all these kids running around the buffet area. And I'm walking, and all of a sudden I bump into this little fucking kid, and I spill my ice cream.
What time was this?
You know, about 11 o'clock at night.
Okay.
I was devastated, and I was so drunk, and I started berating this little kid. I was like, you made me spill my ice cream, kid! And the girl I went on the cruise with was so embarrassed that she just started walking downstairs. You know, it's like, but like it's so easy to get drunk, and then all of a sudden, like, you have all this food at your disposal, and then
yeah,
all that food you can puke up. Like, they have eggs 24/7.
Yeah,
and you can puke up a lot of yellow.
Yeah,
very quickly.
Yeah, mine was mostly prime rib. It was brown and
thick,
and it was pretty.
Yeah,
it was pretty gross.
Yeah,
I'll be real honest about that.
But you had fun on the cruise, though.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Long story short.
Long story short, it was fun. It was a lot of Disney. You know, vacations are different when you're a dad. Like, I remember days, Shay, fondly. I fondly remember days when I used to have fun on vacation. I think those days are over for me for a while.
Well, you're trying to show your daughter. You're trying to be a good dad, not Tim.
Yeah. So it was a lot of waiting in line. It was a lot of holding a 35-pound child when I was also exhausted.
Yeah.
A lot of just holding the place in line while they went off and did fun things. And
you got the bracelets, though. Weren't those supposed to get you in line and not have to wait?
That was at Disney World.
Oh.
And I missed a lot of the Disney World shenanigans. I came home early. Fuck that. I was done with that fucking mouse, dude. Fuck that mouse. Fuck that fucking mouse.
Yeah, fuck that cocksucker.
Yeah, so I came home.
Bitch.
I came home a little early, left the wife and the kid in Disney World, and I came home early.
Yeah, and then we had
no regrets.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't care about that at all.
Then we had like the most massive breakfast ever.
Yeah, dude, that was good. Gebby's?
Yeah.
Yeah, delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but so, so we went to Nassau, went to Castaway Key.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, day at sea, it was fun.
It sounds like it's January, and you were spending your fucking week in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude. It was pretty fun.
Yeah. So that's what we missed last week. My week was way less eventful than yours.
Yeah.
I went up to Buffalo Wild Wings on Friday.
Right. That was the day I was getting all shit-faced, right?
No, it was the night you got shit-faced on Thursday. Friday, that's when you ported, and that's the day you spent at Disney World.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. I'm stupid.
Yeah, you're fucking retarded.
Yeah.
You fucking retard. And then, no, but...
But look, I'm not alone. Look, there's another fat dad in the chat room.
Uh-oh. Talk to him. So, Friday, I went to Buffalo Wild Wings. I had, like, 5 of the tall 24-ounce beers. And then I got home. And, like, it was only 5 beers. No problem. But, dude, like I walked in my door. And the first thing I did was fucking puke. Like, I ran...
After 5 beers?
After 5 beers.
What's up, dude?
I mean, that was like 24 ounces.
Oh, well, that's 10 beers then.
Essentially 10.
Yeah, that's a lot of beers.
Still isn't that big a deal. I shouldn't puke from that.
Yeah, you go through that, though. When you overdo it with drinking, you become a lightweight. That doesn't happen to you. I think your body rebels against you.
I think so. I think my liver is just kind of like, dude, we've done this how many times?
Yeah,
I need to teach you a lesson.
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah, so... That was basically the highlight of my week, other than working and no big deal.
Yeah, that's a boring week, dude.
You know, but I liked it because I played some Grand Theft Auto, I worked, and then like I just hung out because our friend John was up in Chicago for a lot of the week, so I didn't really hang out with anybody.
Yeah,
I just kind of did my thing, and
there's something nice about that.
Yeah, it was kind of nice, you know.
You know what else was nice? I realized this on the cruise.
What's that?
Because I was sort of forced to disconnect from technology for the most part. I had my one night where I was texting you.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, you have to keep your phone in your pocket and you have to keep it on airplane mode.
Yep.
And dude, that's fucking nice. Like you really...
You're not tied to it. You're not constantly checking it. No phantom vibrations.
You feel a little more connected to the world when you can like... You know, there was a lot of waiting in line. And Grant, I hate waiting in line. Everybody does. But usually when you're waiting in line, the first thing I do, I pull up my phone and I pull up Reddit and I dick around on Reddit and whatever.
Right.
When that's not an option, you like talk to people around you.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I met these cool people that I never would have really met. And that, that night that I went to the bar.
Yeah.
I was just sitting there drinking a drink, and this guy sat down next to me, and you could tell, like, we were both just sort of sitting there. And so finally we were just like, what's up, dude? What's going on?
Right.
And it was really cool. Like, we had a, you know, a 10-minute talk, and he was just like, yeah, man, I'm feeling kind of guilty because my kid's driving me fucking crazy, and my wife's driving me fucking crazy. So I told her I forgot something in my room, and I had to go get it, and now here I am. Right. And I was just like, yeah. I was just like, dude, it's your vacation too, man. Live it up. Enjoy yourself, you know?
Yeah.
So we had like that bonding moment. And then a weird conclusion to that story. He was on the shuttle that I was on.
Oh,
the
really?
Same shuttle to go back to our cars, you know?
Yeah.
And I wanted to say something to him.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to blow his cover with his wife.
Right.
So we both just like gave each other that knowing, like, eyebrow raise and head nod, you know, and went on our ways. But I feel like that wouldn't have happened if we'd have both been dicking around on our phones.
Yeah.
Which is what we would have done had that been an option.
Did he have a super hot wife?
Yeah, really, he did. Yeah, he did.
Wow.
Yeah, good for him. Good for that guy.
Seriously.
But he was like in shape, and he was a good looking guy too. Yeah. So.
Fuck that guy. What a twat.
Yeah, I know. I still think I'm, you know, I'm married out of my league. He married like his league.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, still, but fuck him.
So I'm doing better than him. You know.
Yeah.
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 Anyway.
Anywho's it.
What does he got, Shay? How much? We got 10 minutes? 10 minutes ish to
10 minutes to the song break?
Yeah. I would like to do my update to Atomic Cast Mysteries, if you don't care.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to do that?
Yeah, dude.
Do you want to give the... Yeah, there we go. I got it. Don't even worry. Oh, all right, you got it.
I got it.
You got it, kid.
I got it. It's easier for me than you.
Do you want to give an update as to where we left off last week?
Nope.
You slacker. You are a slacker.
I absolutely do not want to do that.
So last week we gave a wee.
The girl, let me try to...
Try it. Give it a shot. Give it a shot.
Okay, I'll give it a shot because I barely remember it. Basically, the girl was seen, last seen, in her car outside of her house, right?
Outside of a house.
Yeah. And she hasn't been seen in like 10 years.
Yes. You hit the keynotes, the important parts. Okay. Yes, it's been 10 years that this girl went missing. She vanished off the face of the earth in just 19 minutes from her last sighting to the time the cops showed up. Has not been seen or heard again. Her debit cards haven't been used. Her cell phone hasn't been used. Big mystery as to where she is.
Right.
So last week, no thank you. No thank you. No. No. Stop. So last week we covered the disappearance. So if you're interested in the Maura Murray disappearance, listen to last week's episode. Tonight we're going to cover the investigation.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then next week, we'll cover the theories. And if, I don't know how this is going. We might do another mystery after that. We'll see.
It's kind of a fun thing.
We'll see how this wraps up.
I've never heard of this before.
So the day after this girl, Maura Murray, disappeared, a bolo was dispatched. That means be on the lookout. Her dad was called in. The family requested that her dorm room be searched. So that establishes that things moved really quickly. It wasn't like a week went by.
Yep.
Before things started happening. Things started happening the very next day.
Okay.
So the next day, Maura's father arrived on the scene and police dogs began to hunt for Maura. But they lost the scent, Shay, just 100 yards from her car. Went completely dead. The boyfriend was, of course, questioned about her disappearance because, you know, it's always the boyfriend's fault.
Of course. The people closest to them.
Yeah. I mean, if a girl disappears, it's usually the boyfriend or husband or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Or ex.
Yeah. So the police became... under the suspicion that Maura came to the area to commit suicide. Her family says that wasn't true, that she was going through some rough times. If you recall from last week, she was under investigation for credit card fraud and like kind of weird shit like that. But so her family says, no, that wasn't it. She's not actually out to kill herself.
Okay, sure thing.
Creepy thing happened, Shay. As the boyfriend was flying to the scene, he had to turn his phone off, obviously, because he's on an airplane.
Yep.
During that time... Oh, fuck. I'm fucking this up. During the time that his phone was off, he received a phone call and a voicemail from a number that he believes to be Maura that was just sobbing. Just sobbing and crying. Couldn't make out a word of it. It was just sobbing. Obviously, Maura's cell phone had not been used, so that was not Maura's cell phone. That call was traced back to a phone card that was issued by the Red Cross. To this day, still a mystery.
Okay.
Probably related. Can't imagine that being unrelated.
Nope.
But probably Maura, according to the boyfriend. This was not a low profile case. So media got involved. Press releases were held. Media appearances were made. They were on like Montel Williams and shit, trying to promote this, trying to get more found.
Back before he was a joke.
Yeah, this is 10 years ago. So he was, I don't know. Was he a journalist back then?
No, he was still a joke.
Okay. Less of a joke. So this was a high profile case in the beginning. Usually those are handled by local and state police, but in this case, the FBI took over because it was so high profile. Probably because it was a white chick who was attractive. She was pretty hot.
Right.
Hot girl.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I want to see her now.
Google it, dude. Maura Murray. So FBI interviewed all sorts of Maura's friends, family. Could not come up with any real discernible leads as to who would have been behind this. 10 days after her disappearance, the New Hampshire Fish and Game conducted a second ground and air search. They used a helicopter with thermal imaging, tracking dogs, and cadaver dogs. So
she was cute.
Yeah, I know.
She got the little, like, massive dimples, too.
Yeah, the little dimples? Yeah, those are cute,
no,
right?
Not little. They're, like, giant
They're
dimples.
They're big on her. Okay, big dimples. She's cute. So you wouldn't expect, 10 days after she disappeared, a thermal camera to pick up anything, because if she was dead, she's ice cold, I would assume. But the tracking dogs and cadaver dogs should have picked something up, but didn't. So at the end of February, so this is about a month later, no significant progress had been made. Yet Maura's father... Dude, that's kind of inappropriate. Maura's father continues to look for her to this day. He would go out there every weekend and hunt on his own. And now he is accused of trespassing on other people's property. So even the property owners out there are like, dude, fucking give it up. Knock that shit off.
Yeah, but I mean, come on now. It's your daughter. Of course you're going to look.
I would probably do it too with my kid.
For your entire fucking life, of course.
Yeah, you'd think so.
Oh, fuck off with this property owner's cunts.
I agree with you. It has been speculated that Maura's disappearance is linked to the credit card fraud and the two car accidents, if you recall, the two car accidents that she got while she was probably drinking for both of them.
Yeah.
So she was in sort of a bad state of mind, I guess. Her family disputes those connections, though, like I said earlier. This is a really weird thing. Towards the end of 2004, a man allegedly gave Maura's father a rusty and stained knife that belonged to that man's brother, who had a criminal past and lived less than a mile from where Maura's car was discovered. His brother and his brother's girlfriend were said to have acted strangely after Maura's disappearance. So, maybe related?
It's weird. That sounds 100% related.
You'd think so, but they haven't been able to track anything back to her. I mean, that sounds like a good lead, but, you know, what do you know?
You know, in this day and age, how do they not, like, every, like, one little hair is enough to convict and, like, get people to confess?
Yeah.
This is insane.
Yeah.
So this is 10 years ago. That science hasn't changed that much.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
So we're getting into something that may or may not be significant. So
okay.
Hang tight here. So that was in February as all that stuff happened. In July, so no real progress was made, but in July of 2005, another search was conducted.
So 8.5 years ago.
Yes, but a full year and a half after the disappearance. Mm-hmm. Retired investigators came out of the woodwork to kind of help out.
Yep.
Tom Shamshank, a former police
chief. That's the best last name ever.
Shamshack. It's a little less worse.
Nah.
Said on the record that this appears to be something beyond just a mere missing persons case and that something ominous could have happened here.
Like...
October of 2006, volunteers led a two-day search within a few miles of where Maura's vehicle was found. In the closet of a house, cadaver dogs allegedly went, quote, bonkers, unquote, identifying the possible presence of human remains.
Ooh.
So there's no real guarantee that that's Maura. I mean, it just kind of proves that a dead body was there.
Right. At one point in time?
At one point in time. A sample of that carpet was sent to the state police for testing. But nothing really significant ever came back. So I don't know if that was like DNA testing, if they tested the blood that was on there, or if there was even blood that was there.
Can't that be like ruined with ammonia? And
I don't know.
I feel like Dexter taught me that that can be ruined with ammonia.
Well, if it's on Dexter, then it's surely a true thing.
Well, this was in like the first four seasons, not the five through ten.
When Dexter was totally true.
Yeah.
So in July 2008, so this is 4 years after Maura disappeared. Volunteers led yet another search through the wooded area where she was last seen. Dog teams and licensed investigators, all sorts of fun stuff. Nothing was found. So They said on record, we don't know if Moore is a victim, but the state is treating this as a homicide. It may be a missing persons case, but it is being handled as a criminal investigation. So that's not sounding good. Sounding like everyone kind of thinks she's dead. But it was 10 years ago, and nobody really knows for sure.
Right.
So that was the disappearance and the investigation.
But first, let me take a selfie.
And
she probably did that.
Next week, we will go over the possible theories as to what could have possibly happened.
Okay.
To
Miss
Mortimer.
All right.
And that, everybody, is Atomic Cast Mysteries Part 2.
Part 2. Yeah, that's interesting, though. Like... Even in this day and age, somebody can still just disappear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there's a Reddit thread, and I don't remember if I talked about it or not on the air, but a few weeks ago, just like, how would you disappear? Did we talk about this on the air?
I believe it was.
Yeah, I think so too. But it's like, you have this country and the cops have like infinite numbers of tools available to them to find people.
Right.
How can you not find one person?
I feel like in the last 10 years, it's gotten easier because we're all carrying fucking GPS tracking devices with us at any given second. That wasn't true 10 years ago.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't. I just, it's funny. Like, you don't think about that now, though. Like, when I think about 10 years ago, I still think about having a smartphone.
Yeah.
And I didn't. Yeah. I did not, you know? But it's like, I don't remember what it was like before the smartphone.
Yeah.
You know, and when I had a tracker and
Let me tell you, Shay, those were the good old days, you know?
Yeah.
2005. That was the good old days.
You know, I didn't get a cell phone until I was 21. And that was 2005.
Really? Were you poor? Because I had one.
Yeah, I was poor.
I was poor. I was not poor. I was a middle class American.
Yeah, I was
poor. I had a cell phone at age 16 or 17.
My dad just didn't think I needed a cell phone.
Well, he didn't. You lived, right? You lived to tell the tale.
I know.
Good for you.
Somehow.
Good for you.
Somehow. I know, but it's weird to think, like, now, the way technology is, like, my brother got a cell phone when he was 13 or 14. Mm-hmm. My little nephew, who is 8, or now he's 9, he got a cell phone when he was 8 years old.
Yeah.
Like, why do 8-year-olds need phone? And he doesn't use it.
Yeah.
He just wanted to play games on a fucking phone because it's kind of a fun thing to do. But, like... Everybody has a goddamn cell phone now.
Yeah.
That shit is insane.
Yeah, my nephews don't, and they're feeling weird and left out because all their friends do.
Exactly.
But it is, I don't know. I'm an old fogey. You gotta wait. You can't have a cell phone at 10. That's weird.
Dude, I know, but I feel like when I was 18 and didn't have a cell phone, I was really mad at my dad.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I need a fucking cell phone.
Yeah.
I didn't need a cell phone when I was 18.
No, you're a stupid kid.
But now, like, if I were 18 now and I didn't have a cell phone, I would be, like, the 1% that didn't have a cell phone.
Yeah.
Even, like, you can even go to Walmart and get one of those track phones or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm a few years older than you, but it was pretty rare that people would have a cell phone. I was one of the rare spoiled brat kids that had one.
Well, you were rich and you lived out here.
I was not rich.
Well.
I was pretty middle class.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that.
Anyway, play a song, Shay. We're half hour in here. Play a song.
No.
We're going to play a song break, everybody, and we'll be back after the song break of whatever fucking song that Shay picks out of his fucking chart of songs. That's a good one. Just hit that one. It's fine. It's fine.
Stop talking and I'll fucking play it.
Announce it.
You dick. This is Turn Down For What featuring Ice Cube, and I believe the band is called Upon a Burning Body. Hey there. That ended abruptly.
Like all your fucking songs do, dude.
Well, maybe you should get back in here before the tent.
What are you doing? What was that?
I guess that was the end of the song.
All right.
I'm not doing anything.
That was Turned Down For What by some band. Covering some other band.
Upon Burning Bodies. And I actually think that I said that it features Ice Cube when I meant Ice Tea.
Oh, yeah. That's very different. Those are different people, so.
Yeah, one's light skin, one's very dark skin.
Not all black people are the same.
They have ice in their name. One is a watery thing, and one is a sweet tea.
Where does Vanilla Ice fit into your spectrum?
He's white. He doesn't count in any part of this.
Gotcha.
Duh. Jesus.
So, Shay, if they want to reach out and contact the show, how would one do that?
You can email the show to atomicast1@gmail.com, and please mention my burning penis.
Or call the voicemail 832-819-3867. That's 832-819.
Dump.
Yeah, social media stuff, AtomicCast.com. Chat room, RockinComedyShow.com.
Oh, yeah. You know, I actually do have a funny thing that I meant to mention.
Doubt it.
Have you ever had a urinary tract infection?
I think I have.
You know,
it's hard to tell because I'm a dude.
Yeah, I know. But it's weird, though, when you do have one. Because, like, okay, so I've been having sex with the same girl for
a week.
8, 9 months, something like that. And before that, like, I've never had anything. All of a sudden, randomly, last week while you were gone, and it might have just been like a yearning for you because you haven't jerked me off that last week.
I have that effect on
Like, my dick started to tickle a little bit.
I don't want to hear about your tickly dick, Shay. You talk about your tickly dick way too much on this show.
Do I?
Yes.
Oh. Well, it tickled, and I had a urinary tract infection.
It tickles way too much after you orgasm. I know that about your dick. I wish I didn't. I wish I didn't know that about your dick. It's one of those things. I wish that I could give that information back to you and not be burdened with
this
it
This wasn't
anymore.
Even when I was orgasming. This was just
It doesn't matter. How would you feel if I just talked about my dick tickling?
I would love it.
I'm not going to do that.
I would absolutely love it.
I'm not going to do
that. I wish you would do it more.
No.
I wish you would be more open with
I'm
me about
sorry
your dick.
I even went down this path of talking about a tickly dick.
Oh, God. Your penis is the best.
Why would somebody want to contact the show?
Well, they might also have a tickly dick.
And we could give some advice about that, right?
Treatment
plans.
I could, yeah, treatment, right,
tell me,
personal advice.
How did you treat your tickly dick? What did you do for treatment plans?
Oh, I did absolutely nothing. But if somebody told me that they had a tickly dick, I'd tell them to go to the doctor and get some antibiotics because they probably have gonorrhea or something like that.
Yeah.
But people might want to get a hold of us because, you know, Tim, you and I have been through a lot. We have both spied on our girlfriends, as Zach so nicely pointed out in his wonderful YouTube video.
Yeah.
Talking about us and how horrible we are for doing so.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have lots of wisdom within us, man.
Lots might be an overstatement.
Yeah, that was a lot.
A moderate amount.
We have almost zero wisdom.
We have a moderate amount.
We just have some experience. So people might want to ask us questions about, like, how they should proceed with something.
Yeah, so I have some examples of some shitty advice that we might
do. Do any of them have a tickly dick?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Okay. We have talked about this one between me and you, so I think we'll have some good insight here.
Oh,
maybe,
nice.
Maybe potentially. For a long time now, I have felt like I haven't learned anything new. I just finished a class for taxes, and I do know little small things here and there, but I literally forgot everything. It's not like I'm not paying attention, because I do. I try my best to stay focused, and I listen to what is being said, but it feels like it goes in one ear and out the other. Not just learning new stuff like that either, even talking to people. Even when I'm really into the conversation, I feel like after they stop talking, I didn't hear anything they said. And again, it's not because I'm not paying attention. So obviously it makes it hard to have a conversation with people because all I can say is, yeah, totally. In the past couple of months, I've noticed that I keep messing up words when I'm talking. When I'm at home alone talking out loud to something that I'm reading, I talk okay. But for the most part, the second I start talking to someone, I mess up the words a lot, which is stupid because I've never been like that. She goes on for a long time. This is like the fucking world's longest question. She says the same shit over and over
again.
Well,
she asked us this question. You should probably read it out in entirety. Don't do that.
I can't remember anything from when I was in school. I can't remember small stuff either. Like when my fiance is talking about something we did in the past, like a movie we watched or something we just talked about, and I find myself...
Oh, she wasn't just talking to her cats?
I'm about to fall asleep listening to this fucking question.
Don't read the entire question. I'm
done. I'm done with it.
So, yeah, Tim, you and I have talked about this not so much recently, but years ago.
Yeah.
You and I used to talk about this because I remember there was a point in time where I just felt like I was dumb.
Yeah, you get stupider when you get older. But I think that...
Well, I think stupider is not a word, but...
You get more stupider.
Is that what you said?
Uh-huh.
I don't even think... Is stupider a word?
I don't know. Isn't it dumber?
I think dumber is the right word to use.
Okay. You get more stupid?
More stupid would probably be correct.
Okay, more stupid. Yeah. You get more stupid when you get more old.
Yeah.
Is what I'm trying to say. But I wonder, so I wonder if part of that, though, is like when you're kids, you know, you're 18 and 20 or whatever.
You think you know everything.
You think you're real smart.
And then you get out into the real world, and you're just like, I don't know shit.
Yeah, you're a little more humbled.
Yeah.
But I do remember, like, being able to retain stuff better in high school, but that was just because I was a kid. And that's just how your brain just,
you know,
works
even
better.
Even in high school, I don't remember retaining much of anything. Like, I remember some Spanish curse words. I remember some of those. But for the most part, when I was in school, I don't feel like I really learned much. And years ago, and I don't feel this way now because I just hang out with dumber people. But like
thanks.
Yeah.
Fucking shithead.
You're a dad now.
Me and an attorney. Who's the dumbest of the crew? Oh, it's you.
Yeah.
It's definitely you.
Yeah, it's definitely
I don't know why I asked that. Yeah. It's definitely you.
That was a dumb question. I hang out with you because you don't know the answer to questions like that. But yeah, I mean, a couple of years ago, I remember you and I would have conversations and I felt dumb.
Yeah.
Like I didn't know things. I didn't remember things. I can't, my memory is just shit.
Yeah.
But the thing is about living life is that even though your brain might not remember things on the surface, you know how to do things.
Yeah.
And the important things that you need to know in any given scenario, if you learn them, you will remember them somehow. And that's not on the surface, but your brain is layers deep. You have a whole bunch of weird, veiny-looking things up there that retain information. That's what your brain's purpose is. And, I mean, you'll know how to do it if you need to do it.
Yeah. As you get older, I think it's less about intelligence and more about wisdom. So your experience and your, you know, your...
And you flush the shit you don't need to know out.
Yeah.
Like, there are a lot of things that I used to know that I don't need to know now. I don't need algebra or fucking finite mathematics. I don't need to know that shit, so my brain's just gone.
Yeah.
I remember the shit that I need to know.
Yeah. But you know what's weird, though? Like, my dad's got a great memory.
Yeah.
And he can tell you, like... teachers he had in high school and shit. I can't tell you two teachers I had in high school.
Oh my god. Mr. Tanini and Mrs. Oh fuck.
I went to a Catholic high school. The main chaplain guy was Father Castor. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I can picture a couple of them in my head, but I can't remember names. I can't remember classes that I took and what years. I can't remember locker numbers. I don't know anything. It's all just
Mr.
sort of
Schroeder.
There you go. You got two.
Two.
It's all just sort of a vague mishmash of just bullshit.
I've never tried to remember my high school teacher's names. I never realized I could barely name two of them.
I can get my grade school is weird. I can name more grade school teachers than I could in high school.
I think I can too. Yeah,
maybe
I can too.
Maybe just teachers were more important to us back when we were younger.
Yeah, they were less... people and more authorities.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, but I mean, I just think all in all, your brain remembers what it needs to remember, and your brain is smarter than you, if that makes any sense. It'll retain the information that you need to know.
Yeah.
Pertinent to your life.
There's an age that everybody comes to that realization of just like, holy shit, I'm not nearly as smart as I thought I was. And that's when it happens, is the age of this person. Like 20 to 25 is when you sort of start realizing, like, holy shit, I'm dumb, and I used to be so smart.
That's about when I remembered it, or when I realized it. But now, like, so I'm playing this stupid trivia crack game.
Why?
John got me into it, because he plays it. But I'm playing it against my girlfriend pretty much nonstop.
Yeah.
And there's, like, a lot of questions that... I'm like, well, I should know this. I think it's this, and this is absolutely the right answer. You know, because it's like this weird information that my brain's retained that I don't remember on the surface, but deep down I know.
Yeah.
So like you'll remember the shit that you need to know, and like underneath, like
maybe
the knowledge is there.
Maybe. So Shay, I've encountered this problem myself.
Ooh. Is it about erectile dysfunction? So I can help you with that.
No. When I meet new people for the first
burn
time,
on your dick.
For example, at a party, I'm just ignoring you. Often the first thing they ask is, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Like as a career. I have a very severe health problems that prevent me from working. But that's a very painful and personal subject. And I really don't want to mention that when I've just met someone. I don't look sick. I don't want to come across as an invisibly ill, disabled person to someone I just met. What is a good response that doesn't make me seem odd or make the other person feel uncomfortable or awkward?
How does this relate to you even a little bit?
Because I've, not that I'm disabled, but yeah. I've asked that question to unemployed people or people that are like not proud of what they do and shit like that.
Uh-huh.
And it does get awkward. Have you never been in that position?
You know, one of the things, like, what do? That's kind of a, that's not something I ever ask anybody because I...
You're smart.
No.
You're smart.
No, it's simply because I don't care. Like, it's just like one of those things, like, I don't care what you do.
Well, then what do you ask? What's your icebreaker?
I don't have one. Like, I don't have a go-to icebreaker. I'm like, it's just kind of like, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah.
That's literally it.
I will say, that's one of the reasons I like going on this cruise, because you could talk to strangers, and that was always what I led with, was what do you do for a living?
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like it can lead to good conversations, but on the cruise, mm-hmm. I wasn't worried about the, oh, I'm unemployed answer. Because you wouldn't be on a cruise if you're unemployed.
Yeah. How much does that fucker cost?
Oh, yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
$7,000 or something for me and for my family.
No. Yeah.
I don't care. What do I care?
Because you're poor.
Yeah, right. But so when you're talking to people that, like, I knew that they had money and stuff, and I assumed that they had jobs. So that wasn't, I wasn't worried about them in that sense. But at, like, weddings and stuff, I've definitely asked. And when they say, you know, oh, I'm unemployed or I'm between jobs or I'm looking for something else, or even like, oh, I'm working at Lowe's or, you know, whatever it is they say.
Right.
It's embarrassing for me too to, like, I mean, what do you say, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. So what, if you were this disabled guy, what would you say?
You know, just me, I would say that I would just give a very honest answer. Like, you know, I'm disabled. I can't work.
I would say, it's none of your fucking business, you shithead.
That's a rude response to it. Just a very ice-breaking question.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. This guy, I guess, doesn't want to say he's disabled. I don't think there's a way around it, though.
There's not.
Yeah.
That's the thing. There's no way around it. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
When people put too much importance on what you do instead of who you are.
Yeah, but there's no icebreakers for who you are.
No, there's not, but, like, who cares?
This is just casual, shitty conversation with strangers. You know what I mean? It's a different sort of thing.
I don't know. Like, I don't ever... I guess because, like, what do you do is not one of those questions that I ask when I meet somebody.
Yeah.
Ever.
Because you don't care.
Because
you're
just
a rude person.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not trying to be an asshole, but I just don't care one bit. It doesn't matter to me what you do. It matters to me how you act when you're around me. I feel like that makes me less rude. Because, like, it matters to me more so how you interact with me. I don't give a shit about
you. Yeah, but how
do
you even interact with somebody that you've never met before? You're brand new to the situation. If you don't have any icebreaker topics, how can you even gauge how they react around you?
Because there's a lot more to life than what you do at your job.
Shay, did you listen to what I asked you just now?
Yeah, I
did. Are you going to answer the question that I asked, or are you gonna just go off on your own fucking tangent?
To be fair, most of the time, I feel like, and this is a fair thing.
Okay.
Most of the time when I meet somebody is when we're out drinking.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like we're drinking, so it's like, oh, there's a TV. Oh, hey, let's talk about what's on the TV. Or
sports.
Yeah, sure.
Bullshit, boring stuff.
Yeah, sure. But, like, the one instance that really comes to mind is when I was living in Richmond. And there's a group of people that I was just kind of sitting next to, and this guy asked me a question, and it was the first time I met him. And he said, like, oh, yeah, have you seen this girl around here? And I was like, no. Why? And he was like, oh, yeah, it's my nice girlfriend. I was like, oh, is she a cunt? That was my icebreaker.
Yeah.
That was my icebreaker. And we became somewhat friends after that.
Yeah.
You know? So that's my go-to question. Oh, are they a cunt?
Is she a cunt?
Are they a cunt?
Right. Yeah, so you're after more of like a human connection, which I get. I'm a fan of that.
Yes.
But that's not always easy if you're thrown into a situation where you're just sort of like standing shoulder to shoulder with somebody that you've never met. You know, it's hard to come up with things sometimes.
Oh, this line's fucking long. This sucks.
Yeah. And I've tried that too, but like
is that your kid?
Yeah, shit like that.
Nice shorts.
Yeah, it's annoying. Yeah, it's annoying to try to come up with things.
Or just fucking talk about your surroundings. You don't have to base a person's worth, which is what people are doing when they ask you what you do,
You're sizing them up a little bit, I guess.
You absolutely are.
Well, you're trying to find a common ground to talk about. So maybe this guy needs to just totally deflect. So, like, ask me what I do for a living.
What do you do for a living?
I like your shirt, dude. That's a nice shirt. Where'd you get that shirt?
No. You should absolutely not do that.
Oh.
That's awkward as shit.
All right, let's try it again.
What do you do for a living?
What kind of car do you drive?
That's even worse. No, dude. You just need to, like, just be who you are. And before, I feel like if he's really embarrassed about it, he needs to jump in before they have the opportunity to get into what you do.
Maybe that's it.
Don't give them the opportunity. If you want to meet people, go out and meet them. And be like, hey, I'm blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. There's no and. There's and no then out. Say, once the question's asked, there's
and
no
And then
out.
Say, I like your shirt. This is a good beer.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
My friend tries to score dates with really hot guys. Sadly, everyone considers my friend a below average looking or odd looking woman.
There's been a movie about this.
I've tried to. What movie?
It
Truth was, About Cats and Dogs.
No, it was an abbreviation for Fat Ugly Friend or something like that.
Fuff.
Yeah, no, that's not the name. Something.
I've tried to tell her in a polite way that she needs to really lower her dating standards to be happy, but it fell on deaf ears. She goes to therapy, but claims it doesn't help her with her problems. She is a nice and intelligent person. She just didn't luck out when it comes to good looks. She says it's been this way for a long time and that she's tired of living the ugly life. I don't want to feed her bullshit lines. How can I actually help her?
You know, and honestly, I feel like this is one of those things that time heals.
Yeah.
Like,
just wait for her to be alone long enough to go after an ugly dude.
No, wait until people see past it. Somewhat.
Guys won't.
Somewhat they do.
Dude, every time I see, this is how petty and shallow I am.
Yeah.
When I see like an ugly dude with a hot woman, like me, for example, I think like, dude, good for that guy, man.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
But when I see like an ugly girl with a good looking guy, I think, what's that guy doing? Why is he with that fat ugly girl?
Yeah.
Is that weird and awful?
It's a double standard.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It totally is.
It's terrible.
I'm a bad person for thinking those things.
Yeah, because those are good people. at least half of them.
They can see past the.
At least half of them are good people.
Yeah, they can see past the exterior. Yeah. Yeah, and some guys just like fat girls, I guess.
Yeah, no, I mean everybody has their own taste. There some guys that just like fat girls, and some girls that want just a normal guy. We know a girl who's very attractive, who is marrying like a pretty large dude.
We do.
Yeah, her name's Jessie.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, she's very attractive.
Yeah.
I think she has a thing for, like, bigger dudes.
Yeah, that's fine.
And but
that happens a lot more that women do that than men. Men don't really, men are more visually oriented and men are more shallow. Men don't go after, men don't do that.
You're saying this because you're white.
Yeah.
And that's a racist thing to say.
Yeah.
But it's also a stereotypical thing and it's a true thing. A lot of black guys don't care about, you know.
How did you say black guys is?
I think I did. That was a slur. a racial slur. I was just slurring my words.
Yeah.
A lot of black guys just, I mean, they don't mind if a girl is bigger.
So your advice would for this lady would be to find a brother.
Find a black guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just meet someone who is on her league. Because, like, I mean, even though, all right, so you're talking down about yourself with your wife. But
I'm proud of it, dude.
Shut the fuck up. I mean, you got to examine all qualities here.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. That's the thing is, it's all about. Shut the fuck up. It's all about, like, the qualities that even though, like, okay, so a hot girl or a hot guy is with a fat girl.
Right.
Let's say this. Like a dude, six pack abs with a fatty.
Right.
But what's that fatty have that he doesn't have?
Right.
You know, I mean, it's all a balancing act in life.
I totally understand what you're saying. And I feel like women are more capable of that because women are better people than men.
Yeah, but.
Just generally speaking. Women can look at the whole package and be like, well, he's kind of fat, but he's got a really good job and he makes good money and he's good with kids and he's got a cute dog. And then, like, the whole package means that he's an attractive package.
How am I the better person in this conversation, Tim? This never happens.
Men can't do that. Me and you can't. Neither of us can. So don't pretend like you're better than me. Men have to have the immediate attraction. Women don't need it because women are better.
So here's our advice. Lose weight.
Get on the treadmill. Yeah, get on the treadmill.
The gym is your friend.
Find a fat dude. Because fat dudes are more accepting of that, too.
Yeah. You know, so when I was at Buffalo Wild Wings last week, then I had five beers and fucking puked like a pussy. There was a woman in there who, by rights, I swear to God, she would have been pretty attractive. She was probably late 30s, early 40s. She was probably a very attractive woman. She got plastic surgery on her face,
mm-hmm.
and like she looked like a goddamn duck. Like, no.
Like the full-time duck face for selfies?
Full time.
Yeah.
But like, it wasn't just her lips. I mean, her entire face went out like a duck bill.
Oh, really?
It was the weirdest fucking thing. And I was looking at her, I was like, and she was with a guy who was obviously very superficial and like he had bleach blonde hair and he was obviously in his 40s as well and whatever. I mean, they deserved each other, whatever. But like, I feel like had she just let herself go natural, she would have been a very attractive older woman.
Yep.
You know? And it's like, why do people do that to themselves? Especially, like, as you're getting older, if you do the plastic surgery shit, you look like you got plastic surgery.
Yeah.
People who age gracefully are far more attractive than those people who get plastic surgery.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people do that.
I don't know. They're trying to hang on to their youth a little longer or whatever.
But it doesn't work.
I know.
It never works.
I know. Maybe it does for some people.
It works when you're young. No, it works when you're young. And when you're like, okay, so like there's a, I forget her name, but there's a girl who was on one of those reality shows, not mm-hmm. Kim Kardashian, but she was a blonde girl who got a lot of plastic surgery because she was like 19 years old.
Yeah.
Full body. She got like big old tits, which looked
was fun. Was it Daisy?
No.
Was she on VH1? No.
No, okay. That girl's hot too.
Not for me.
Oh, dude, I liked her. On Rock of Love?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, dude, not for me. You like the tatted girls and stuff.
I like the fake girls.
The punk rocky girls.
I like the fake punk rocky girls. That's the true thing.
Yeah.
And I liked her a lot. She was like 20. She was my age.
Yeah, she was a little older, I guess, yeah.
She was hot. But the, like, there's this girl. I mean, she was 20 and she got all this plastic surgery and she looked great.
Mm-hmm.
You do the same thing to a fucking 45-year-old, you look terrible.
Yeah.
Like, the thing is, like, you can't do that. Like, even these people who are super rich and have all the money in the world to make themselves look young and beautiful, you look ridiculous.
Yeah, Nicole Kidman is a mess. Have you seen Nicole Kidman lately?
No, I haven't. Dude, she was really pretty.
So beautiful, and now she's just a...
Oh, no.
I mean, she's not awful, but she's not attractive anymore.
No, I don't want to hear this.
And Meg Ryan, too.
Meg Ryan's a mess.
Yeah.
Renee Zellweger?
Oh, I haven't seen her lately.
Oh, dude, you remember...
She was never attractive.
No, she wasn't. She had the squinty eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, now she just... Like, she tried to fix her squinty eyes.
Oh, she opened her eyes up a little more?
A little bit more, and she just looks awful.
Yeah.
Why do people do that? Like, yeah. I get that you want to look better, but people, you look worse.
I know.
Everybody always does.
I know. Yeah.
And we see we see the people who do it in the public eye, mm-hmm. and there's so many more people who don't have the same amount of money to go to these best surgeons.
Right.
That these famous people in the public eye can. Mm-hmm. So there's like, you know, here in Peoria, a woman with a little bit of money, and it's not Hollywood money, but like a little tiny bit of money, they go to these plastic surgeons here, and I mean, they just look like clowns.
Yeah.
You know? Like a little bit of Botox turns your mouth into a fucking butthole.
So the advice to this poor ugly girl.
I mean, we're not even on the advice anymore. We're done with this girl.
Don't get plastic surgery.
Just
find a fat dude or a black dude.
Or go to the goddamn gym.
Or go to the gym.
Go to the gym, lose weight, and just look how you look.
Yeah. Agreed.
And find somebody who loves you for the way you look.
Yeah.
When you get skinny.
Yeah.
When you get skinny.
Shay, how do they email the show? AtomicCast1@gmail.com. Sorry, I asked you at the wrong fucking time. You were swigging.
I tried to take it off and I spilled beer. AtomicCast1@gmail.com.
Call the voicemail, 832-819-3867. That's 832-819.
Dumb.
Social media stuff, AtomicCast.com. I think we're done here, Shay. What do you think?
I think so, too. I think you can find everything you need to find on the website.
Yeah, social media.
RockinComedyRadio.com.
Yeah, listen to us, Rockin' Comedy Radio.
Drunken Live Zombie. On Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock.
We're fucking all over this chip joint, son.
Oh, yeah.
This is Tim.
This is Shay. Go fuck yourself, Ohio.
Stroke of my, lick of my, suck of my cock. It's the first time for you. So here's what you do. Unzip me and strip me and show me you care. Don't go ripping out my pubic hair. Reach for my, grab for my, pull at my cock. You can do it with ease. Just get on your knees. Start licking and slurping. My dick will get firm. Soon you'll be tasting sperm. Do it right now and don't bite now. Drag your tongue across my meat. If you give me head, there's no need to spread. By now you should know a blowjob can't be beat. Faster now, deeper now, into your throat. The secret is not to choke. Take my shaft by its base. Stuff the whole thing in your face. That's how you suck on my cock. Although your throat is sore, you'll have to open more to gasp your last breath before I shoot my cream. Slurp it up, lick it up, don't ever stop. Swallow every last drop. Now that you eat my meat, I'll never have to beat my meat. Thanks for stroking my, thanks for licking my, thanks for sucking my cock.